Hello, benevolent viewers. Welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Scene. In this jubilant season, we'd like to share with you three beloved holiday movies: Beyond Tomorrow, The Preacher's Wife, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Our first feature film is Beyond Tomorrow, a charming 1940 ghost movie directed by Eddie Sutherland, with a strong cast including Harry Carey as George Milton, Sir Charles Aubrey Smith as Alan Chadwick, Charles Winogur as Michael O'Brien, Richard Carlson as James Houston, and Gene Parker as Gene Lawrence. The story starts on Christmas Eve. Oblivious to the holiday spirit in the air, George and Alan are keeping their secretaries working with them in the office when jolly Michael rushes in with gifts for everyone and considerately releases their staff. These three elderly gentlemen are affluent business partners who are also longtime friends, and with no family of their own, they live together in a big mansion. Michael urges the other two to hurry home as he has invited some friends from India for dinner that evening. As dinner is being prepared, Michael receives a telegram from their guest to excuse their absence to the dinner. Thus, Michael devises a plan. They will each throw their wallet with $10 and their name card out the window, and the honest people who find and come to return their wallets will be invited to join their dinner.
Like three old owls in a barn.
But not a one of them comes back.
I'll take you up on that. Dinner appears for all of us, and the loser pays.
You heard, Chad. It's a bet.
That's all right. I can't lose.
How long do we wait?
Win or lose, we dine at 7.
This brings three other main characters into the scene. George's wallet is picked up by well-off actress Arlene, who pays her driver with the $10 and throws the wallet away. Next, an honest Texan cowboy Jimmy comes to the door to return Michael's wallet, though his broken boots indicate that he could put the $10 to some good use. Next enters sweet schoolteacher Jean, who is here to return Alan's wallet. Both are persuaded to stay for the dinner. After the initial dinner, Jean and Jimmy continue to see each other and express their love for one another. Their friendship brings much joy into the lives of the three elderly men. While the three gentlemen are going on a business trip, their plane crashes. The trio do not realize their own deaths until their spirits come back to the house and they find that no one can see them. Jimmy and Jean find out the tragic news just as they were about to announce their engagement. They are told that benevolent Michael had left them with some bonds to support their married life together. The media quickly picks up on this story, and soon Jimmy is invited to be a guest on a radio station. Jean encourages Jimmy to go, as it could be a rare opportunity where he might be given a chance to show his singing talent. His skills and his handsome looks certainly do get noticed by the sly singer-actress Arlene. She offers Jimmy the lead role in her new show and begins to try to win his heart so that he can take the place of her aging and failing ex-husband. Can the three ghosts help protect Jean and Jimmy's pure love? Beyond Tomorrow is a refreshing black and white film that delivers a simple yet enjoyable story with lessons on true friendship and love.
Oh, she's the smooth one.
Smooth as silk, that one is. Every move, every word is figured.
I want someone who really loves me the way a woman wants to be loved.
Oh,
and him taking it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, I've made an awful mess of it.
Next, let us take a look at the heartwarming 1996 film, The Preacher's Wife, directed by Penny Marshall. Narrated by the little boy Jeremiah, the son of Reverend Henry Biggs of St. Matthew's Church, this remake of the 1947 film The Bishop's Wife takes place about a week before Christmas in Newark, New Jersey, USA. Although Reverend Henry Biggs, played by Courtney B. Vance, is happily married to his childhood sweetheart and the choir mistress, Julia, played by Whitney Houston, the stress he has to deal with has made him ignore the needs of his own family. Devoting much of his time visiting the sick, distributing food baskets, and serving the neighborhood in whatever way he can, Henry seems to have more to face at the moment. The youth center is going to be closed, and the boiler of the church goes out of order right before Christmas at a time when funds are running low. Meanwhile, a neighborhood boy has been wrongly accused of a crime and needs Henry's help. Feeling exhausted, Henry prays to God for help. What he does not expect is that an angel actually comes to assist him. When Dudley the Angel, played by Denzel Washington, tries to reveal his identity to the Reverend, Henry refuses to believe it. But Dudley persists in his mission to aid Henry, who finds it very unsettling to see how the angel, his wife Julia, and little Jeremiah, played by Justin Pierre Edmond, spend so much time together and get along well. Adding tension to the whole situation is a rich businessman named Joe Hamilton, played by Gregory Hines. As a board member of Henry's church, Joe has been supporting the church financially for many years. He now has a new plan to tear down the church and build condos and a tennis court instead for profit. He offers Henry a luxurious new church in the suburb with everything that Henry could dream of, as long as he gives up St. Matthew's Church. How can Henry face these challenges in such a short amount of time? How will Angel Dudley help Henry when the preacher refuses to believe him? With refreshing gospel songs from the church choir led by the talented Whitney Houston, the preacher's wife is an uplifting story about the power of faith and love. The film was nominated for the 1997 Oscar for Best Music, Original Musical, or Comedy Score.
Believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally. Well, as far as I can see, you will always be the for me. Oh, yes, you will. I believe in dreams again. I believe that love will never end. And like the river finds the sea,
our final feature is the family comedy How the Grinch Stole Christmas, a 2000 production directed and co-produced by Ron Howard, a film adaptation of Dr. Seuss's 1957 children's book by the same title. The movie is about how the loner Grinch, who despises the holidays, tries to spoil Whoville's Christmas celebration by stealing everything related to the festivities. The film takes place in a microworld of a town called Whoville, where all the Whos reside. No one celebrates Christmas like the Whos do. With the close countdown to Christmas Eve, Whos are rushing to and fro to buy Christmas presents, post holiday cards, put up decorations, and put on spectacular lights displays. Everyone is in a jubilant mood except the reclusive Grinch, played by Jim Carrey. The Grinch, whose heart is two sizes too small, lives alone in a cave up Mount Crumpet. Also feeling at odds with the hectic pre-Christmas shopping spree is a sweet little girl, Cindy Lou Who, played by Taylor Momsen. She is the daughter of Postmaster Lulu Who, played by Bill Irwin. When her brothers come back from Mount Crumpet claiming to have sighted the Grinch, all the townspeople are aghast and do not want to hear his name mentioned, sparking Cindy Lou Who's curiosity. She has a chance encounter with the Grinch, who comes down to wreak havoc in the post room and eventually rescues Cindy from falling through the stamp machine.
My son died.
The Grinch!
Well, that worked out nicely.
Help!
Max,
Let's go. Our work here is finished. That is not a chew toy. Stop it, Max. Get that out of her mouth. You have no idea where it's been. Bleeding hearts of the world, unite! Give me that! Don't you know you're not supposed to take things that don't belong to you?
Cindy wonders if under his antisocial demeanor, maybe, just maybe, the Grinch isn't so bad. So she starts asking older town folk about him. In town, the mayor is announcing the approaching jubilation and inviting nominations for a cheermeister, much to the displeasure of Mayor Augustus Mayhew, played by Jeffrey Tambor. Cindy convinces the Whos to vote for the Grinch, who she thinks deserve it the most, according to the Book of Who. Cindy then climbs Mount Crumpet to invite the Grinch as the cheermeister to join the jubilation. The Grinch eventually agrees when he finds out he'll be receiving an award and that the girl he once loved, Martha May, played by Christine Baranski, will be there. When things go awry and Mayor Augustus embarrasses the Grinch decides to stop Christmas by stealing the holiday from the Whos. But with the caring friendship of Cindy Lou Who, the Grinch, and the rest of Whoville come to realize that Christmas is so much more than just the tinsel and gifts. An entertaining film for the entire family, How the Grinch Stole Christmas tells an important tale about acceptance and an open heart.
Blast you, Whos!
And the more the Grinch thought of what Christmas would bring, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Year after year, I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? I mean, in what way?
Beyond Tomorrow, The Preacher's Wife, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas are three lovely films that exemplify the holiday spirit. Delightful viewers, thank you for joining us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your hearts be jolly and full of gratitude always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.